Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in and for those who will be tuning in. And tonight we're going to continue talking about faith. And we're going to be talking about the great men and women of faith from Hebrews chapter 11. And today, we're going to be talking about Abraham. Now, the last time we've talked about Noah, and we talked about how by faith Noah built the ark. We talked about what the ark was, and we talked a little bit about it as equating how Jesus Christ is our ark, and how that equates to salvation. Now, we're going to be talking about tonight about Father Abraham. And we say Father Abraham because Abraham was I don't want to say the founder of our faith, but he was the one that exemplified the faith that we should have in Christ. Because Abraham was called a friend of God. And my question to you is do you have that much faith in God to where you can be called a friend of God? And because if not, you can, okay? And it's simply believing on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen? So tonight we're going to be talking about Abraham, the faith of Abraham. And so before we begin, I have some prayer requests I'd like to mention. First prayer request I'd like to mention out there is keep brother Joey in prayer. Brother Joey has pain, and please pray that he be comforted, and pray that God will just reach and touch and heal the pain that he has. We have a fellow sister that is going through quite a bit right now and has an overload of stuff, and we need to keep her in prayer. Pray for her and her mother, and pray that God will give her the strength to accomplish everything that she needs to do, and also pray that if the Lord willing that he might be able to send somebody to help her out with all the stuff that she does. And so pray for her. Pray for me, pray for my family, pray for me, pray for these videos, pray for the ministry, and also, there is something that, I'd like for you guys to pray for me on. There are a lot of things that I need prayer for, but there is one particular thing that I would like to do. So this week is the last week before we take a 3-week break. We take a 3-week break because it's the holiday break. So we will be gone from, I won't be working from Christmas through New Year's. So, which will actually enable me to actually spend more time to, it'll enable me more time to study more of the Word, and it'll kind of help me to focus more on the ministry that God has called me to. And I want you to pray. Please keep me in prayer for finances. I hate to bring up money, and I don't want anyone's money in this area. I don't want anyone giving because they feel sorry for me and all that stuff. My family and I are doing fine, but, there's just uncertainties with having to go through, unemployment and all that stuff. And, it's keep me in prayer for, with bills and stuff coming up in January, not so much this month. Bills this month have been covered, are getting covered actually. But pray that God will provide for the bills for January. I think I have an idea of how to kind of work around it, but I'm only going to be gone out of work for 3 weeks. So 3 weeks and 2 days. So trying to, you know, think of finding a job, you know, to, you know, probably isn't going to be really worth it, because by the time I even get a first paycheck, I'm already back where I'm at. So it's just, it'd be probably be better, in my opinion, to just get on unemployment. So pray for me. Pray that God will provide for our bills in for the month of January. I'm not even sure how that's going to be. But I also have another desire. I have a desire to take some time out of my schedule to go up to Missouri to visit some friends and stuff like that that I haven't seen in a while. Actually, it would be about a year. So pray for me. If you can be in agreement with me to pray on that, I would appreciate that. I would really like to get up there to see, hopefully see some friends of mine, but also I want to see, see my friends at Bethel and, you know, kind of get around there in that area. Not even sure how that's even going to even work out either. So I don't know. I would like to do it because I would like the fellowship with those believers up there. I have a desire to go up there to fellowship. I just kind of feel like I need a vacation a little bit, and I just don't know how I'm going to be able to take it with all that's going on. So, pray for me on those particular issues. I would very much appreciate your prayers on that, because I don't know what the Lord has planned, and it's really, I'm actually really happy to take, you know, get these 3 weeks off, because it will recharge my batteries and not figuratively, you know, it'll be a time of relaxation and labor in the Word, and it'll be just time to kind of get away and just from work and just be able to focus on what the Lord needs me to focus on. So with that said, if you can pray for me on that, I would very greatly appreciate that. God will provide. He's provided for me in the past. And the thing is, God will provide. You know, God will provide with my needs. But anyways, with that said, I don't have any other prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free, either by Facebook. You can message me on Facebook if you're on Facebook. If you have any questions on YouTube, just leave a message on the comment section or on Sermon Audio, which is a new ministry that God has so graciously and lovingly have given us. Feel free to email me. And if you do email me, if you do want to get in contact with me, for those of you that are in Sermon Audio, if you want to get in contact with me, I should mention this too. Please contact me first by email. The reason for that is a lot of times I'm not always able to get to my phone. Because either I'm working or I'm doing something or I'm doing this or, you know, so please, 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 if you can contact me by email first, just so that I know who you are, that would be good. So email first. So if you're in Sermon Audio and you're listening to this, please, if you want to contact me with anything, please contact me through my email first, before phone. And I'm not sure exactly how to, you know, and that's kind of my own personal preference. So anyways, What else? I think that's about it. But with that said, I want to go ahead and get into tonight's lesson. So if you have your King James Bibles with you, I teach out of the pure and perfect King James Bible. And if you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 1. And I'm doing that because I want us to kind of get the whole picture. And our verse, the verses we're going to be reading is actually going to be verses 8 through 10. Okay, but I want to start in verse 1 and then work our way through verse 10. If that's okay with you, I would like to do that. So, turn with me to Hebrews 11 verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God." I'm going to stop right there. There's my cat. I have to apologize. Our cat likes to jump up on my chair, and if you see a little orange furball cat, his name's Skittles, and now he's just sort of just kind of laying there. But anyways, I'm getting off track. I apologize for the distraction with the cat, but I want to keep on going. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Okay? Now, here is our starting text for today. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Let me tell you something, folks. That takes a lot of faith. Amen? That takes a lot of faith. Okay? I mean, Abraham really had to put his faith and trust in God to go where he wanted him to go without knowing where he was going to. Without any direction or guidance or GPS system. Amen? Now, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So, we are going to be talking about Father Abraham. Now, Father Abraham, we're going to go to Acts, but before we do, let me share you a personal testimony. And I believe that we should share testimonies while teaching and preaching, because the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I want to give you guys a testimony here, okay? So, what it says here, that by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. Okay? Three years ago, okay, I lived in Minnesota for a big chunk of my life. But 3 years ago when I moved, I went down to Missouri thinking that I was called to Missouri, and there were some things that I saw that I've interpreted in such a way that I kind of thought I was called down to Missouri. But when I had everything all packed up and ready to go, I went down to Missouri, and I won't give the full extent of it, but it was, let's put it this way, God said no. Doors were shutting, and was trying to figure out what was going on and stuff like that, and it took a round trip from Missouri back up to Minnesota and back down to Missouri to realize that I was not called to Missouri. As a matter of fact, God had called me down here in Arkansas, okay? And I'm like, okay, so I'm called down to Arkansas. So I was very nervous. I was very nerve-wracked, trying to figure everything out and stuff like that. But God said, no, you're to go down to Arkansas. So I did. And boy, did it take a lot of faith. It took a lot of faith to come down here. And when I came down here, I was basically in debt. I had no money. I was living off credit. And I was basically broken in the hole because I was living off credit. Well, when I got down here, got settled in, and a few months went by and gotten, you know, paranoia struck me and stuff like that. But what's even amazing is that throughout time, God was so gracious enough to show me as time went on, God constantly gave grace and showed me that, yes, I am to be here. And I'll tell you what, I know beyond of a shadow of a doubt that I am to be here. Okay? But let me tell you something that had to take faith to trust God, what he was doing for my life was what he wanted. It took faith to come down here. I mean, I was broke. I mean, I had a whole bunch of stuff in my car. And I have a small car, by the way. I have a very, very small little red car. I had everything all stuffed in there. And it took faith to come down here. Now, am I saying that I am better than you? No, because there have been times I've doubted. There have been times that I've just completely just was full of paranoia, and there are just times where I just, you know, it's kind of like, is this really what God had wanted me to do? Is this where he wants me to be? And it was only through time that God showed me that this is where he wants me to be. And I will tell you for certain, I know for a fact that this, where I'm at right now, is where God wants me to be. And a lot of people will ask me, what brought you down here? And I will always tell them, the Holy Ghost. God brought me down here. I didn't... I tell you what. If I had it my way, I would do anything I could to stay in Missouri and stay there and live out in Missouri for the rest of my life. But God had different plans for me. And so it took faith for me to go down. Now, here's the reason why I share that testimony. Okay? Because Arkansas was... I mean, I've been down to Arkansas prior to moving down here. But driving down was kind of an unknown thing. And, well, and especially our days, we have GPS. So we could just, you know, type it in and head on down, you know. But here's why I mention this. Because Abraham, okay, God told Abraham to go to a particular land, which would be the land of flowing with milk and honey. And by faith, Abraham went. And Abraham didn't know where to go or what this land was. Okay? And Abraham had so much faith, he just trusted God and went. Now, there are some cases along the way where he did things that God said not to, but God eventually got him on course. Okay? Abraham had a sin nature. He wasn't perfect. But Abraham was faithful. So my question to you is, will you be like Abraham, and will you be just as faithful as he was? Amen? So, with that said, that segues into Acts chapter 7. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, we're going to read in verse 1. And we're going to go down to verse... I think... We're just going to read starting in verse 1. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt and Quran. And he said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Quran. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after, when as yet he had no child. Okay? Now, the miracle of Isaac later on during these videos. And so with that said, I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, okay? Now, it says this in verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee." Now, I want to stop right there for a second. Okay? Why is it that in Hebrews and Acts, he is called Abraham, but when we actually read in Genesis 12, it's Abram? Now, why is that? Here's the thing. That is not a mistranslation, and it's not an error, and it's not a mistake, okay? Here's why it says Abram, okay? Now, his name was Abram, But eventually, God changed his name to Abraham. Okay? Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out when he changes it, when he gets a name change. And I think, here we go. Okay. In Genesis chapter 17, okay, God changes his name from Abram to Abraham. Okay. I want you to put your, I want you to just hang on to that spot. Flip over to a couple pages to Genesis chapter 17 and verse, we're going to start in verse 1 on that, okay? And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, perfect does not mean sinless perfection. Perfect means spiritual maturity. Okay? Be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Okay, so we see here, okay, and Genesis 17, God changes his name from Abram to Abraham because God promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. Now, isn't that interesting? God did not say he would be a father of just Israel. No. He said that God told Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. Just let me ask this question. Many nations, could that not be talking also about Gentile nations? Think about that. Many nations. He didn't say, I will make you a father of a nation. God did not say, I will make you a father of a nation. God didn't say that I will make you a father of Israel. But God said, I will make you a father of many nations. Which, by the way, doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you are a child of Abraham. You are Abraham's seed. You know why? Because Jesus said that if... Hang on a second. Let me just take a look at what... I don't want to paraphrase of what Jesus said. And I have a habit of doing that. I really got to not do that. But let me just... Hang on a second. Abraham. Let's see. Here's what Jesus said, okay? John chapter 8, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. You want to know something? You know what the works of Abraham were? The biggest work of Abraham, Father Abraham, was faith. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you are a child of Abraham. I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile, but if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you are a child of Abraham. Let me tell you something. I believe in Jesus Christ. I put my faith and trust in Him and what He did for me at the cross. Because I am born again, God-fearing, and I've put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I am a child of Abraham. Why? Because Abraham had faith. And let me tell you something. Jesus said that if you were Abraham's children, you would have done the works of Abraham. Abraham, by faith, went into a land that he didn't know. It had to take faith for me to move all my stuff while in debt, to move across state lines, and then within 30 days of arriving, having to get everything all transferred over to the state of Arkansas. That had to take faith. And yet it was God's will that I had to do it. I'm not trying to make myself better than you. I'm just using a testimony of when my life to show you what Scripture is talking about. Amen. Anyways, so I got way off track and went on. I was chasing too many rabbits and rabbit holes. But here's the reason why I came to Genesis chapter 17. Because we see that Abram was his name, but God changed his name to Abraham. And the reason for that is because God had promised that he would be a father of many nations. Okay? So, just because in Genesis 12 it says Abram, and in Hebrews it says Abraham, they're both right. And they're both right because let me tell you something. Usually, almost always in your Bible, when there is a name change, it signifies salvation. Okay? You want to know, and I'll prove it too. What did Jesus say to the believers? Okay, he said that if you endure, okay, you will receive a white stone with a new name written on that. You will receive a right when you go home, you will receive a white stone with a new name. So a name change signifies salvation. Okay? Abram was changed to Abraham. His wife Sarai was changed to Sarah. Salvation. Amen. But we're not going to talk about Sarai tonight, but we will talk about her. Okay. So let's continue on. And I will make thee of a great nation. Okay. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now let me say something about that verse, because the Zionists that will point to that scripture and say that if you don't bless the Jew, if you bless the Jews, you'll be blessed, but if you curse the Jews, you will be cursed. Okay? That is not the interpretation of that scripture. Okay? Now listen. God was going to make Abraham a great nation. Okay, that's the nation of Israel. Okay? But listen. Jesus said that if ye were the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. So, therefore, if you have faith and you are born again and you are saved, you are a child of Abraham, and therefore, whether Jew or Gentile, that verse would actually apply to you in so much, okay, in so much as this. If anyone blesses you, if anyone blesses you, God will bless you. But if anyone curses you, God will curse you. Okay? And listen, that is I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. That is talking about Abraham and his kids. That does not mean just the Jews. It can be Jew and Gentile. And as a matter of fact, and I can get into a whole message on this. You can call me anti-Semitic all you want. But let me tell you something really quick. And we'll continue on and then we'll wrap it up. When it comes to the Jews, I am very careful. I'm very careful about that. Because there are those who claim to be Jews and they're not. They're purebred Satanists. I'll give you an example. The Rothschilds. Okay, they claim to be Jews. But they are in fact Luciferian is what they are. I'm going to tell you something. Even Luciferians actually say that they're pro-Israel and stuff like that. So I'm very careful when it comes to the Jewish people. Primarily because I don't know their DNA and I don't know if they're pure or if they're just saying they are. And they're really just not. Because Jesus says in Revelation that there are those who claim to be Jews, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. That's who the Rothschilds are. Amen. Now, you can disagree with me and fight on me on that all you want. That's okay. You have that right to. But I've got better things to sit here and argue on people on stuff like that. But I'm just telling you, I'm just simply telling you what I'm just telling you that, okay? Now, let's continue on. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance, and they had gathered the souls that they had gotten into Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the place of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent in Bethel, and the west on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abraham journeyed going on still toward the south. Okay, listen, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to wrap it up by saying this. Okay, and I know this was really short, But my battery's starting to drain out, and I want to be sure to get this whole video in. Listen, we see that by faith, Abram went into the land that God had wanted him to, and he did. Believers, okay, are you a child of, okay, do you have that much faith just like Abraham? Remember, Jesus said that if you were the children of Abraham, you would have done the works of Abraham. So do you have faith? Do you have faith? I want to challenge you on that. Do you have faith? Amen. I didn't ask you if you go to church. I didn't ask you if you were baptized. I said, do you have faith? Amen. Listen, to the non-believers, if you don't, to those of you that don't believe, okay, today is the day of salvation. And if you don't know that heaven's going to be your home, and if you don't know that you're a child of Abraham, you can know for sure. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is who he says he is, and you put your faith and trust in what he did for you in the cross, you'll be saved. Amen? So listen. I don't want you guys taking my word for things. Okay? I want you to take what I say and match it with this book. If what I say does not match with this book, then let God be true and every man a liar. And one of these days, I will have to give an account for it. I will have to give an account for it. And I pray and ask that the Lord would chasten and correct and rebuke me and show me where I'm wrong, if I am wrong. But if I am right, I pray and ask that he will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, I know this was a very short video, and I love you guys. Okay? Tomorrow we're going to be doing Pastor Brandon Live. I don't know what I'm going to be preaching on yet, so pray for me on that. Remember our prayer request at the beginning of this broadcast. And I love you guys, and I just want to share the gospel. Amen. I just want to share the good news. I just want to preach the word, amen. And that's what we all are. That's what we all should have a desire to, amen. Is to preach the gospel to every creature. That is the great commission that Jesus Christ gave to us, amen. So listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And this is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. You guys have a great night. Have a great rest of your Monday. If the Lord willing, we'll see you on Tuesday. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you tomorrow.